The skies have cleared up over the western slope lately, but the snow that's fallen this year definitely turned some heads. Over at icchange.org, we've seen a lot of posts about the snow. In the North Fork Valley, Amber Kleiman and Marla Bishop both posted photos of deep snow covering everything. The Colorado Snow Survey Program shows that Colorado's mountains are at about 112% of normal. It's a lot to shovel, but it isn't a record setter. According to the National Weather Service, over the past 31 years, this winter right now is in 10th place. The snow is good news, though. Last year was exceptionally dry. For a lot of people, it's not winter's snow up there, it's summer's water. That's good news for the drought. But there is a danger it could be too much of a good thing.
With a large water supply in the mountain snowpack, accelerating those melt rates can cause the rivers to rise very, very rapidly.
That's Thomas Painter. He's a research scientist for NASA at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. His big thing? Dust. Every year, dust blows from the deserts of Nevada and Utah, pushed by spring storms. It lands on the first thing in its way, the Rocky Mountains.
The particles of dust are big enough that they don't percolate down away from the surface. They remain blocked there, and as they melt down, they pick up more and more dust layers that have come previously in the season. And so the surface just gets darker and darker and darker at a time of the year when the sun is getting higher and higher and higher. And so it's a multiplicative effect on the snow melt rates.
Dust is a huge variable in how fast snow melts. He says 90% of the energy it takes to melt snow comes from sunlight absorption, not temperature. The snow in the mountains doesn't melt because summer is warmer. It melts because there's more sunlight higher in the sky, and the snow gets dirtier. So, aside from the length of the ski season, what does this all mean? Well, it's about how fast the water melts. Last year was pretty dry, but also one of the cleanest years as far as dust. It was dramatically different from 2009.
We call that the extreme dust year. That was the Martian spring, because everything was so red and so heavy, and the runoff came so quickly. Infrastructure was threatened, and just capturing water was really, really tough, and managing it was really tough.
Not only can the deluge cause flooding, it also puts more water in the ground earlier. In Colorado, this is a problem.
In melting earlier, you've opened up the season that water is into the root system, so you have a longer growing season.
More water gets used, and the total availability for us and everyone else that depends on the Colorado River Basin drops. Also, dust's effects are proportional to the amount of snow in the mountains. With the healthy snowpack we have, it may be more of a liability when the dust storms come. It's tough to say what will happen, though. They can look at how much dust is available to be picked up by the spring storms.
But in terms of the number of storms and those with the right trajectories to scour that dust out of the deserts, that we don't have yet. If we did, we would be very, very wealthy.
So with massive fortunes unrealized, everyone will have to wait and see how the spring's dust will affect our snow and our water supply. If you see unusual things happening in the environment or just have questions about what's going on with the weather, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.